No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, I got Sim Santana on the show. How you doing, bro?
Gang, I'm feeling good.
Feels good. Is that how you say it? Good.
Good.
That's a little different. I feel good, like you're blowing up right now. You're having like what, your first couple of months of really being like a real rapper, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
How's it going?
Feel good. I ain't gonna lie, it's like a great feeling. Mm. Feel me? First I took my city over, then start slowly but surely other cities. Shit feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about growing up in Philly.
Philly is the trenches. You feel me? It's hard for everybody. Everybody understand that's from Philly. But I mean, you really gotta starve.
Yeah.
You gotta starve and you gotta really grind and get whatever to, you feel me? Like whatever you wanna get. So.
Right. And you were raised by just your mother?
Yeah.
What was that like?
I mean, it was cool, you feel me? Like, my mom was my dad growing up, you feel me? Because my mom, like, she was heavy involved in the streets.
So. Right, I heard she was locked up for a while?
Yeah. I mean, my mom did a nice couple beds.
But she had how many kids? Six?
Seven.
Seven kids.
Yeah.
So what was that like in terms of her kind of being in the streets and also trying to take care of that many kids? And how the fuck she have that many kids and there was no pops around?
I mean, it's Philly.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's Philly. I mean, my pop got booked for life for me before I was even born.
Really?
Type shit. Yeah. So like my mom, she always made sure we had whatever we needed. You feel me? Like she actually went through it for us. You feel me? But when she got booked, I mean it was like a little minor setback. It was fucked up, but at the end of the day, it was cool because it's a lot of siblings. We taking care of each other.
Yeah, you had to grow up at an early age, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it ain't even just me. You feel me? Like a lot of kids in Philly. Like, really grew up at a young age, you feel me? So, they understand my pain, I understand theirs, so,
right.
You feel me?
Did you always have a hunch that you were going to be creative, that you were going to be making art for a living?
Not really, because of the fact, like, when I was younger, I had a dream of playing ball, like basketball, you feel me? But when I got to, like, a certain age, and I realized, man, this shit, it ain't going to really...
It's competitive as hell.
Yeah,
a lot of kids get their hearts broken like that.
Exactly. There's a lot of prodigies out here, nice as shit and ball, and they still don't make it to the A.
You feel me?
So it's like, fuck it, what else I'm good at? Then my homie died. We always rapping that shit before he died and shit. So we like, that's when we took it like, all right, come on, we going to take this shit serious.
So you were on some regular like rapping on the corner shit and
then
that happened?
Yeah.
Well, who was your friend in the past?
And my man Mirror.
It stood out to you a lot though? He was like somebody who was super close to you?
Yeah, for sure. From like childhood friend. And he only died when he was 15. So that shit was like.
Wow.
That shit was wild.
So you were young too? You were like in your.
I was 15 too.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was the first, like, really close person to you lost?
Mm-hmm.
He got shot or how did he die?
No, he drowned.
Drowned?
Yeah.
What, he was out on a boat? What the fuck happened?
He was on a fucking, what's that shit called? I think it was Wildwood.
It was like an amusement park or some shit?
Matter of fact, it was the Poconos.
Oh, okay.
It was the Poconos, yeah. And it was like, I don't even know the story. I wasn't there, but from what I heard, it was like some shit where they thought he was playing or something, like he was drowning. They were like, oh, shit, somebody really drowned. And they pulled him out the water and shit, so.
Holy fuck, that's a weird way to go.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's a tragedy. So what's D4M stand for?
Do for Mirror.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was like your, even as a young man at 15, you were still like, okay, this is how we're going to keep my homie's name alive?
Yeah, that's exactly the first thought, you feel me? Like, no, like, he going to live through us.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Who were you looking at that time period that even made you feel like you could be a rapper or that was influencing you, whether it's like Philly-based or anywhere?
I mean, besides, like, before anything, the death of my mans was like, all right, that was the biggest motivation I ever had. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But, like, who I look up for the rapping, Meek, feel me, Meek? Because he, feel me, from our city, so it's like you can actually relate to this motherfucker more than, like, a lot of people, feel me? That,
right.
But that's with anybody. Like, if you from... wherever you got a rapper in your city, you want to be able to relate to that person because he actually from your city. You got to look at it like, damn, this nigga made it out the hood.
Right.
I can too, you feel me?
And he's been like plagued by all this bullshit his whole career of just having the cops harassing him.
Exactly. So, you know, man, like, we strong at the end of the day, you feel me?
Mm.
Like, we go hard.
Yeah.
No matter what else, like, whatever we do.
Right.
On the block, we go hard. You feel me? In the booth, we go hard. Yeah, what I'm saying.
Philly's always been kind of like a weird underground type city because it ain't New York, where there's like a million rappers that are popping, but it's not like I grew up right outside Boston. There ain't almost no rappers that are popping. It's very small. And Philly's always been kind of in between, where there's always been some stars coming out of Philly, but it's never been super consistent.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like, all right, Philly, like back in the day, it's a lot of people like who was rapping, who was actually doing something, you feel me? But they only got to a certain point. And they slowly made their way back down. So like, in this day and age, like, you got Uzi, you got Meek, you got Rock, like, these motherfuckers who was grinding, they didn't stop. So, like, that shit gave a lot of motivation to the young niggas in Philly and shit like that, too.
Was that big for the community when Uzi chased Rich the Kid behind the Starbucks counter? Is that, like, everybody in Philly's walking around with their chest pushed out? Like, yeah, our boy did something. Everybody thought he was a little weird, man, with the shoulder roll and everything. No,
any of that.
Nah, that's the most gangster shit in the past few years.
Because at the end of the day, Uzi is from Philly, so he gonna carry that shit like he from Philly. So. Mm.
But is that kind of a weird one? Because he ain't, like, a gangster rapper, but at the same time, he's one of the most popular rappers. People fucking love this dude.
I mean, not really. Feel me? Because it's a lot of people who you think weird and shit, and at the end of the day, they probably fuck you up. Mm. You feel me? So it's like,
Uzi could probably fuck somebody up. I don't know who necessarily, but he'll fuck somebody up.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Okay, so when did you start? Okay, so you start getting more serious with the music and stuff when you're like 15 or 16. How old are you now, then? 19?
Yeah.
So you just kept grinding with it, or when did you start to feel like you were finding your wave?
Slowly, me and my whole crew, we was just grinding. You feel me? At first, we was, like, taking over little areas of West Philly, like, with the music and there. Like, some people in our side of the city was fucking with us. They were like, all right, boom, you feel me? It was, like, more as though, like, our friends and they friends. You feel me? Like, small shit.
Mm. You so, start popping off on this, like, local, around the neighborhood
like,
level.
We actually worked our way up. So it was, like, after that, years by years and shit, a couple years ago passed. And we getting bigger and shit. My homie blew up first.
Who was that?
My homie D-From Skiano. My other homie D-From Sloan, whatever the case may be. They blew up and shit. So they kind of like, I could say they really opened the doors for us as a whole. Feel me? And about 3-4 months ago, somewhere around that time, I made a record called Flexing and Flashing. Mm-hmm. It was like this little block party cookout shit on my block or whatever the case may be. And like we came out performing for the kids and I had a boot on my foot and I did this little dance. Next thing I know, that shit going viral.
A boot? Like you broke your foot?
Yeah, I sprained my ankle.
Oh, okay. Doing what?
Playing ball.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you know when you recorded that song that it was going to be a big thing, or did it seem like any other song?
No. I got a track called Silly and that shit was like about a year ago, and some shit happened for me, so I just had to take time and get my mind right. And I'm like, no, like, I gotta feed the streets, you feel me? Like, so my main goal with this song, like, after I recorded it, like, man, this shit going past Silly, because Silly was, like, at, like, 25,000. I'm like, all right, I just want to push this shit to 100K. That shit got to 100K and like that, you feel me?
Yeah.
After that shit just not stopping, keep going.
Was that the most official video you ever shot, or had you been shooting videos before that?
Because
I felt like had part to do with it. That just sort of shows like this cool ass lifestyle, and you and all your friends and everything.
I mean, my record Silly, that's my first ever video I shot like by myself. You know me as a single song and shit, and that did all right for me. Like at that time, I wasn't really for me doing no major numbers, so. Like, that shit was big to me, but now I'm hitting, like, damn near 4 mil. Yeah. John, that shit crazy.
How's that feel to even be recognized? Like, Meek tweeted about you the other day. As a kid who was looking up to him, that must have felt crazy.
Oh, that shit was wild. Like, Meek followed me on the gram. I didn't even know. Like, my homie texted me, like, yo, bro, you know Meek follow you?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I went to it, that nigga really followed me. I was like, damn, like, that's love.
That's fire.
But it was like I kind of was expecting it because Meek really showed love to like the youngest in his
city. That's what I was going to say. He seems like he gives a shit about supporting people, and he's always got his hand in something going on with some new artists and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, did you immediately feel it in the city that Philly actually was like lit up and like people really knew the song?
Yeah, it's like this main strip in Philly called South Street.
Right.
You feel me? It was this video. All right, we had a TLA performance. We did a little show at TLA. I performed my song and the fucking crowd went wild after that. But like that same night, it was people on South Street. South Street's like this crazy ass like strip in Philly.
Yeah.
And somebody just turned on my song and shit. Like, this after I left to L.A., somebody turned on my song. Mm-hmm. And somebody sent me the video. It's like, all, like, the whole street, like, it's flooded. Everybody dancing and shit.
Wow,
like,
yeah, really?
This shit going.
That's crazy. That's what, where it's at now. It's like, you can make, like, a gangster rap record, but if, in order for it to really go off, a lot of times it's got to be sort of danceable.
Yeah. Feel me? Like, people don't feel like being all angry and shit all day. Mm. There's some fun in it.
If you can make a song that sounds hard, but also is like you can dance to it, then you're probably going to be able to win.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy.
Because everybody going to be trying to do the dance and, feel me, they friends. I'm like, no, I'll do it better than you. Let me make a video.
I know a lot of dudes who are like, yo, like, it's crazy that dancing is hot now because I've been able to dance my whole life, but I ain't never did it because I was trying to look like a gangster rapper or some shit.
No, it's about having fun, man.
Yeah, because you're 19. You're probably the new generation that y'all don't, like, have that built into your head that, like, you're kind of weird if you're dancing and shit. Now dancing is just fun, cool thing.
Mm-hmm. Game, sometimes you need to dance.
Game done changed.
I don't give a fuck when nobody say you ain't too hard to dance. I know you be, feel me, doing your little grooves in the crib by yourself.
Oh, man, if you could see the dances that I be doing with my girlfriend in the crib, it's embarrassing, bro. I be doing some stupid-ass shit.
Do what you do.
That's what I'm working on all my shit. The Block Boy JB dance comes out. I would never do that in public, but I'd be kind of demonstrating it for her, trying to show her what's going on.
Right. Yeah, I feel you.
I'm lying, though. I don't really know how to do that shit. what's Trenches to Riches mean to you? That's kind of your slogan?
Yeah, it's like Trenches to Riches is like, feel me, like we on a grind right now, you feel me? And all we know is the trenches. Like, we don't want to be doing this shit our whole life. Feel me? Let's go about it the positive way. We trying to get rich out here. Feel me? So,
how's your mom feel about all the success you've seen?
She love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She love it.
She must be kind of shocked to have her son becoming a big name all of a sudden. It's kind of weird for her to deal with.
Yeah. She funny as shit. She be dumping that shit grind down the street like a regular person.
Really? That's good, though. If she's young enough to even appreciate the music, then you're good.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, that shit catching a lot of, like, elder people, too. Like, I'm just chilling on the street and shit.
Mm.
It's like 50-year-old lady compared to dumping that shit. She don't even know I'm right there. I'll start cracking the fuck up. Like,
is there anything that's hard for you to, like, get used to about all of a sudden being in this position? Because you probably, like, you never really had to worry too much about just a million random people talking shit about you on YouTube. But now you gotta read comments from people that don't even know you saying crazy-ass shit.
I mean, I support it. That's all I can say.
That's the attitude.
Feel me? Like, that's your opinion. Nobody, you feel me? You're entitled to your own opinion. I ain't going to say shit to you. 9 times out of 10, I ain't going to see that shit. So go ahead. Comment away.
Yeah, definitely. Is this your first time in L.A.?
Well, yeah.
How's that going?
This shit popping.
Yeah.
Shit popping out here.
A little bit of a different vibe. You can get away with whatever the fuck you want out here.
For sure.
For real.
You get, like, in Philly, you gotta worry about you rolling up, chilling with your homie, smoking.
That's what I'm saying.
The law blitz.
I ain't really been in Philly for like 10 years, so can you just smoke a blunt on the corner and it's all good, or are they tripping?
I mean, now, like, not too long ago, they'll actually lock you up for that shit.
Yeah.
But now they'll just take your stomp it, throw it, whatever they do, give you a little, like, $25 fine. Some shit like that. But at the end of the day, like, damn, I gotta pay $25 for something. I work for like $15. It's gonna be $10. But it's cool.
That's crazy. Do you feel like you could see yourself making the move to somewhere like here, or you see yourself sticking to Philly?
No, like, I know Philly like the back of my hand. I want some shit I ain't used to, you feel me? Especially when the vibe, right? So I really see myself moving out here soon.
Do you think that, have you seen any of the, like, local envy and hatred that comes with the success? Like, in terms of just people getting mad, hating on you? They've been working on their rap career for 20 years. You come out.
People get angry because of the fact, like, they'd be like, how does motherfucker do this dance? And he just automatically blew up when I was putting all this work in.
I've been writing verses since the 70s.
Obviously, it's not hitting, bro. Yeah. Feel me? That's your ass.
That's what it is, yeah.
But it's what it is. It ain't even just the dance. The actual song is hot.
Definitely. Yeah, the dance is just like a marketing technique, really.
Just top it off.
Yeah, definitely. So who could you see yourself working with in the industry in terms of people that you really fuck with that you could see yourself working with?
I mean, I'm open to work with anybody if you hot, like, but for starters, I want to work with people from our city. Feel me? Like, Meek, Rock, Uzi, motherfuckers like that. You feel me? Like, gotta, like, we on some shit like Philly, support Philly at the end of the day, no matter where you go. So that's what I'm trying to fuck with first for now. You feel me? But it's a lot of artists I want to do shit with, you feel me?
Is there any kind of like game plan in place? Are you thinking about putting out tape? Are you thinking about just dropping more videos, or what's the game plan?
Man, shit gonna come your way soon. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. That's what's up. You got you been doing label meetings and shit while you're out here?
No.
No, you ain't got to that point yet?
Mm-mm.
Mm. They been calling though?
The labels?
Yeah.
I mean, they was, but I already made my decision with the label.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. You already signed with one? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Was that a weird decision to make? Putting your faith, your career in somebody else's hands?
I mean, I talked everything over with the lawyers. Everything was cool. And it's like, it was like, damn, I'm happy. Like, I got a chance to change my life, my family life. So.
You have that watch before you signed?
No.
There you go. You changed your wrist, too.
Changed your wrist, you feel me?
That shit's shiny as fuck. I'm looking at it. I'm trying to think. Is that some bootleg shit? No, that looks pretty good. Yeah. There you go. All right. So, yeah, what's got you excited right now in terms of just what you've been doing lately? Like anything that you're excited that's on the horizon? What's the plan?
I mean, since I'm in LA, like, this shit is wild, you feel me? Like, just the view of everything. Like, I don't hear no ambulance sirens, no cop sirens, no shooting, no none of that shit. It's just like the vibe is way different out here. Like, feel me? That's something like the studio vibes is just different now. Feel me? Like, everything just different.
You even been in the studio? You been in the studio in Philly and shit, or you just record at home?
No, I'll be in the studios in Philly, you feel me?
But like, it's a little bit more lit out here.
Yeah. Yeah, the vibe is different.
Man, this motherfucking bug. I gotta get somebody to shoot this bug. Fucking mosquito. One person eats lunch in here. I swear to God, the mosquitoes come out. Crazy. All right. So, yeah, you got anybody you want to shout out? Anything we need to look forward to?
Shout out my dogs first, Cotty. Shout out Hugo. Shout out Gotti. Shout out Sheem. Shout out Yola. Shout out my mom, my sisters, my brothers, all the other gang, Long, Ski, Kyle, everybody, man. Shout out the whole M Block. You already know how we carry it. Shout out Philly.
Thanks, man. Hey, everybody go get in tune with the song. If you're not yet, work on your dance. Upload the video. You reposting people's videos if they get some good dance moves to your shit?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. That's a wave.
I already reposted if it's ass. It's the thought that matter.
Even if you look ugly as fuck, it don't matter. He's reposting it.
Right.
All right, I appreciate you, man.
You already.
Sim Santana, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe.